Better throw some respect on my name. Gotta remind these folks on the daily, cause I ain't really been myself as lately. My mind's evolving and my heart is changing, starting to see the world how it should be. It's positively sweet.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of From Boys to Men. Back to you with another episode. Y'all got a lot of them going on today, but guess what else I got coming in from District 3? None other than the PHS head coach from 1986 to 2004. He won numerous state championships and basically put Pensacola on the map. None other than Mr. David Williams. How you doing, David?
Doing great. Thank you for that intro.
Oh, yes. You know, when I'm in the presence of a greatness and, you know, a legacy, you know, they got to give them their dues because... Man, I know they. My uncle used to talk about back in the day. It was just PHS, Woodham, and Tate, and Washington.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But like basketball wise, you've done a tremendous stuff at PHS, and so we gotta give you your flowers for the things you did already.
I appreciate
and everything.
That. Thank you.
So, tell us a little bit about yourself. You know.
Born and raised in Pensacola. Played basketball at Pensacola High School. I was fortunate enough to have my whole career at Pensacola High School. Went off to Southern University in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on a basketball scholarship. Had a chance to play professional, but I hurt my knee. Was drafted by the Phoenix Suns in the seventh round of the 81 draft. Thank goodness during that time they had 10 rounds of draft, so I got drafted in the seventh round. And I got into coaching after that when I couldn't play anymore. I got into coaching and coached 1 year at Southern and came back home and was volunteer coaching and helping out at Woodham and then Pensacola High School and eventually got into teaching. And I was at Pensacola High School my whole career, 35 years. And after I retired, I still felt like I had some gas in the tank and I felt like I could make a difference in District 3, which is where I grew up and lived and worked and everything. And so that's why I ran for school board and was fortunate enough to win the last election to be representative of District 3 school board.
Man, that is tremendous. So what all schools?
Well, we have 12 schools. So it's about 7 or 8 elementary schools, one middle school and 2 high schools. 2 high schools is Pensacola High and West Florida. We have Brown Barge, which is really not a district middle school. You have to apply to get that. And we have Lincoln Park and Inslee and Global and Montclair, a lot of the school, elementary schools that run right through the middle of Pensacola and Escambia County.
That's crazy. I went to West Florida High School, and now I'm now over there being the strength and conditioning coach
for the
basketball
program.
So I follow underneath your distance, so you're basically I'm interviewing my boss now.
Principal Shannon is doing an outstanding job keeping it going. West Florida's you know, it's just an outstanding school. So we're trying to get everybody to that level as West Florida.
So what's the plans to get everybody? Because I know West Florida, they are like a school.
A school forever.
Yeah, forever. Mm-hmm. Since I've been there, since that's the reason why my mom even wanted me to go there. She's like, oh, you're going to get a good education.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we get every school to that level.
Well, we got to get the message out too. There's so much competition right now with private schools and charter schools.
Yeah.
Public schools is the biggest entity in not only in Escambia County but in our nation to educate our youth. I think we just got to do a better job of getting the great successes out there that we're doing. We have a lot of great students and a lot of good teachers and administrators, and we're trying to close the achievement gap. And one way you ask how we can do that, one way is we got to catch them early. That's one thing that I'm trying to do in District 3, catch the kids early. We got to teach them about conflict resolution because, as you know, that what happens in the community flow has been flowing over onto our campuses and it's going to affect our citizens some type of way. But we got to level the playing ground. We've got to make sure that those kids who don't have resources have resources. Those kids that don't have mentors get mentors, but we can't wait to catch them in high school. We've got to catch them in elementary school. So that's one of the initiatives that I'm trying to do in District 3, is that we're trying to catch those kids in elementary school, work with them all the way up through elementary school, middle school, and high school, and, you know, like Commissioner said, give them hope. And once they have some success, but as all of you know, we have so many kids and like in poverty areas, they're in corridors of concern that their living condition is not conducive to them performing well in school. So, and it affects their absenteeism, it affects their discipline, it affects their study habits. And so we've got to level the playing field and help those kids who need the help the most. And that's how I think we can bring everybody up.
Because I know I can see the difference because my son go to Molino Park, and they PTA program is tremendous.
Yeah, very active, probably very active.
Very active. Mm-hmm. And I got a little girl who lives on the other side where she lives with her mom. Mm-hmm. And her other sisters, they go to schools where they don't have the resources and everything. Mm-hmm. How do we get these other parents involved to make this same?
Yeah. Well, that's a good question because parental involvement is very important. Now, as all of us know, when a kid has an adult that feeds into them and gives them positive reinforcement and encourage them when times get tough, because kids are going to go through tough times, and they've got to have that adult figure there that's going to help them. That's why mentorship is so important. One of the initiatives that I'm trying to get started with the help of Ms. Celestine Lewis in District 3 is the Kara McIntosh Initiative. Kara McIntosh was an administrator that passed away unexpectedly last year, so we started the Kara McIntosh Initiative where it addresses absenteeism, conflict resolution, long and short-term plans, career planning, and then also parental involvement. We're trying to focus on those five areas. I think when we can focus on those five areas and help those kids and before and after school programs. And then also I'm on the Children's Trust Advisory Council as well, where we have many, many organizations like yourself that are doing things in the community. And they're located in District 3. They have after school care. They have weekend tutoring. And then they take care of transportation and other things. So we've got to build relationships with the people who need it the most. Yeah. And that's what y'all are doing here. And I'm so impressed with what I've seen thus far here, how y'all many facets of all the way from veterans to youth and everybody else in the community that's been housed in this building. It's going to make a difference. And I think we're on the right path. This organization is on the right path. And I feel like it's going to make a difference. But it's going to take a collaborative effort with all of us, county commissioners, City of Pensacola, the mayor, the city council, the school board, all of us got to be on the same page. And then we also got to work with law enforcement because law enforcement has got to be seen as a friend and not as an enemy.
Oh, yeah. And that's one of the hardest hurdles to tackle, especially in our communities where they have been depicted as and sometimes portrayed as the villain and not. It's like one bad apple shouldn't spoil the
pie. That's right.
But I think we need more, like they gotta have more community involvement as well. How do we build that trust between our communities and
the law enforcement? I think we're on the path of that. You know, Chief Randall with the City of Pensacola has a lot of outreach programs. And then there's Chip Simmons, who's sheriff of the sheriff department. He has his Blazer Academy, where they mentor young men. And now I think they have the Blazer Academy also for the young ladies as well. And they go through a process of, I think, 6 to 8 weeks of just mentorship. And then at the end, they graduate, they get their Blazer. And you know, it's a positive reinforcement. I think they've got to be seen as an aid to everything. They can't be seen as being so reactionary. Because that's where I think our emotions get involved in when the police officers come in and they have to do their job. Just like I listened to you talk about the three men, three young fellows that were killed and senseless murders. We've got to prevent that. I mean, we've got to get to the point where solving a conflict is not solved with violence. And that's why I think if we can get our young people in elementary school to understand conflict resolution, how to solve a problem, even when you're angry, even when you're upset. Because, you know, I was talking about parents telling me, when you make a decision off emotions, 90% of the time, you're going to make the wrong decision. You can't make decisions off emotions. And that's what's happened a lot of times when the gun is in the kid's hand, he's emotional, pulls the trigger, and he can't bring it back.
And you just touched on the point also about the guns being in their hands. Younger generations are being able to get their hands on weapons
earlier and earlier. And that scares me as a parent, and my kids going to school. How can we change? How do we put a stop to that?
And that's good. That's a good question. It's a super question. When I grew up, and I'm much older than you, then the school system impacted community.
Yeah.
You know, we were, everybody had a neighborhood school, and you loved going to that school. Your brothers, your sisters, your uncle, everybody else went to that school. We've lost the neighborhood schools. But right now, what's happening in society is dictating what's going on in the schools. You know, we've got to be more safeguarded. We're building walls, and we've got metal detectors, and we've got a vape detector, and we shouldn't have to do that in schools, but that's because of what's going on in society that's flowing over into the school system. But we've got to take our communities back. We've got to let that element know that they're not in control, because I refuse to allow them to stop us from having places like Gallery Night and the Happy Hour that's downtown. I'm so happy to see these events happening. And then something Commissioner May said that was so important. I wish we'd get to the point where we can open up our gyms on the weekend and let kids come in the gym and play and shoot, and because we need more recreation. Because when I grew up, that's what we did. I was at Fricker Center every day. I was at Cobb Center. I was at Malcolm Young, and we were playing ball all over town. I mean, and I think when you give kids activity, give them goals, give them hope, they're not gonna have time for foolishness. But some of the environments that these kids are coming from, and I think that's why I'm so impressed with what y'all are doing here, and then your program From Boys to Men, that you're addressing those issues. And if everybody do just a little bit, we can achieve a lot.
I believe in that. Ooh. Because I know there was an incident recently close by us in Gulf Breeze. And that was a little bit too close to comfort.
Comfort,
for me.
Yeah.
And then I know it's what really kind of, I ain't saying it upsetting me. But I kind of emotionally took it with me, because if it was in our communities, I feel like it would have been a whole different, way different exposure, especially with news and coverage on the person and handle. How do we get the media to address that type of issue?
Yeah, I don't know if that's ever
going
to happen. I think one thing that I look at is that we've got to elevate the positive things we're doing. This is like school system. I mean, you tell people today, oh, my kid's going to a certain school, and people automatically have this thought in their mind like, oh, that's a bad school. I was principal high school for 13 years. Yeah. Now I know how disciplined we were.
Yeah.
I know that and you can ask kids then, when I was principal, what happens to you if you commit a violent act or you fight? They said, well, you're possibly going to be arrested. So they knew.
Yeah.
And I think that when we raise the standards, when we are consistent in our message, when we build relationships with students and kids, they know where the lines draw. It's just like playing sports with a tough coach.
Yeah.
You know that coach is tough, but you know he cared for you, and that he loved you, and that he wanted what's best for you. And we've got to get the good message of all the great things we're doing in public school system out to the media and through the media, because the bad gets publicized. It gets attention so much. And we have 10 times more good kids than we have bad kids in the school system. But sometimes the bad ones just get a lot of publicity.
Yeah. I agree with that completely. Because I look at school systems now, it's what you make out of it. But the only thing I do wish more schools would do is implement more programs to help the kids prepare for outside, like financial literacy programs, even entrepreneurial programs, something that can, you know, not every kid is
fit. Yeah, not every kid's gonna go to college. Exactly. And that's one thing that we're doing in Scammy County, career academies. One of the big things that's coming up that we're trying to get instituted is cybersecurity. Every company is going to need a cybersecurity person, just like they need an IT person. And we got to get ahead of the game too. The AI is coming.
Yeah.
And that's going to be something that, that's going to really grab the interest of kids. Well, so the career academy has got to be of such that it's a job, that's something that kids can see that themselves doing in the future. And I think that's where we can work hand in hand with the Chamber of Commerce, the many Chamber of Commerce that's in Escambia County, knowing what jobs out there, then we put those programs into the school system so when a kid leaves our schools, they can walk right into, they don't have to go to college to make $1 million. There's a lot of millionaires that didn't go to college.
Exactly.
And but so we've got to prepare them for everything, whether it's armed forces, career academies, or college. We've got to provide that. And I think we're heading in that direction. We do have more career academies now, culinary arts, like I said, cybersecurity, early child. There's a lot of young ladies and young men too that are opening their own early childhood companies. They're getting the industry certification and they can walk right out. As soon as they walk across the stage and see that diploma, they can start their career right up.
And a lot of people don't understand like that route that can be taken. Because I remember me, when I was growing up, going to school, I remember my parents mainly, they pushed two things. You either going to college, or you going to the military. Then you'd be thinking like, I only got two ways I can go. And I feel like when people actually show kids the unlimited areas where they can go, it opens up the horizon to think, oh man, either I do this or that, or I can end up going ahead and staying where I'm at and be on the streets, doing what I gotta do to make ends meet.
Yeah.
And then, because I feel like they put such high standards on those three things that if you wasn't one of them, you wasn't successful. Yeah.
And that's, I think that's what we can take inventory of kids, what they're interested in, what kids like to do now. I mean, even like what's going on here with the podcast. I mean, there's a lot of kids that would love to do this production, be behind the scenes and do the technical part of it. I mean, those are things we're offering as well. In the school system, and cosmetology is another thing. Hair and nails and facials. We've got to meet the kids where they're at, and offer those to them, and see if they like it. Then they like it. Let's get the resources behind them and make it happen for them.
Because that's what I love about being a part of this Leah Gibson Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Because especially with the head of the youth program, Mr. Tevin Pageant. He big on trying to make sure they understand they got more options than just college and military. Cause me and him talk all the time about all he was focused on back then was just sports.
Yeah.
And you know, once someone have they focus on one thing and that one thing ends, there do come some type of period where you just lost back. So my one plan I had didn't work out. Not what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah. It's like what you were saying, when you were talking about when you were in the military and you saw the world. You realize that, man, there's a lot out here. And I think we've got to do our best to expose our kids to that world. And I think once school become meaningful, you know, I did an interview with kids when I was principal. You know, what is it? What barriers are to stop you from being a good student or performing at your potential? There was no interest. They weren't involved in sports. They weren't involved in any clubs. They weren't cheerleading. So we asked them, well, what do you want to do? They said, I want to play in the band. He said, why don't you play in the band? I said, I can't afford the instrument. So we went out and we raised money for instruments.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's the type of thing that we have to do, because when kids become involved in things, life and school becomes more meaningful. And they have a reason to go to school. You know, like when I played basketball in high school, man, I went mainly because I love playing basketball. I mean, it kept me in school.
Yeah.
I know I had to keep my grades up. I had to be in school to be able to play. So school was more meaningful for me. And that's one thing I think we've got to just, like I say, open up the world to these kids and expose them to many, many different facets and just let their imagination go. Because when I was hearing you and Commissioner May, you know, there's a lot out there for kids, man. We've got to expose them to it, and we've got to give them that opportunity to do those things. So, you know.
And touching on what you were just saying, because God created us not to be walk through life alone. Mm-hmm. That's either with friends, that's with relationships, that with mm-hmm. everything. We're not mm-hmm. supposed to be alone. Mm-hmm. So I think, like you said, getting the kids involved mm-hmm. early on in something in yeah. school, mm-hmm. give them that community mm-hmm. where now you got your own little clan that you're moving yeah. with and yeah. you're growing with. Because yeah. you got to get out the comfort zone.
Well, I'm encouraged, man. When I see the programs like what y'all are doing out here and many other programs that's in the city and the county, man, it's encouraging because, and as many young people, and I'm an old dude, so as many young people like yourself who have stopped and say, you know, I want to do something, I want to help. And that is so meaningful and it's so encouraging to our community. So I just want to applaud y'all. Y'all keep doing what you're doing.
Sir, thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. William. Is there anything else you want to leave these people with on this podcast?
Well, I think that, just stay tuned for District 3. We're going to be having some initiatives coming out. I'm going to have town hall meetings in the fall. That's going to be at a lot of the District 3 schools. This past year I did something at Lincoln Park. We did one at Prescott High School. I plan to do more. And I want people to have information to hear the good things that we're doing in the school system. Because one of the things we got to do, we got to change the perception of what people think public education is. And then also the perception that we're not performing as well as a private school or a charter school, and we're doing just as well or better in many aspects of that. And we're putting a lot of kids in college, a lot of career opportunities, even from ROTC to going into the military directly out of high school. So I want people to know that in public education, under the leadership of our new superintendent, Mr. Keith Leonard, we're headed in the right direction. It's going to take all of us to do it, though. It's going to take law enforcement, school system, commissioners, city, all of us together doing it, and many of the entities like yourself and this program to make a difference.
I'm excited. Hey, I just caught something, too, though. Mm-hmm. The two high schools you actually coached at, they in your district now. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Because Woodham was. And then PHS. So it's kind of...
It came full circle. I mean, and I'm so thankful to be in District 3. I'm so familiar with District 3 because, like I said, I grew up in District 3 and played, went to school. My whole career has been there. So if I don't know you in District 3, I know somebody that knows you in District 3. So the familiarity that I have with all of my constituents in District 3, I think is a plus. And people, they call me. I mean, so a lot of them know me by David. I'm going to call David. David said, I'm going to call Coach. Oh, yeah. And so I think the relationship is built there. And I don't want to disappoint him. I want to make sure that I'm doing all I can to help and make a difference. And that's why I ran to be school board member in District 3.
Are you going to run next term?
And there's term limits. My next time is to run in 2026, I believe it is. So I got a little time to go. Commissioner May is up for re-election this term. So they've just passed legislation passed that you only can go 2 terms. So my first term and second term, that'd be it. So you can do 8 years, but I'd be glad to pass baton by that time to somebody else. So,
yes, sir.
So if you want to run, let me know.
I don't live in District 3, I live in... Well, I think the District 1. Okay. I mean District 1, but you never know. Hey, whatever.
That's right.
Hey, you never know.
That's right.
Life may change by that time. May mm-hmm. land in my lap where.
That's right.
Hey, politics may look good on me.
That's right.
But yes, sir. But no, Mr. David Williams. Coach. I want to say thank you for just coming on this episode and sharing with us. Mm-hmm. Just your experience mm-hmm. and what you're doing in this community mm-hmm. and shedding light on the Lil Gibson Foundation where For Boys to Men podcast will be at until I don't know when, until whenever. But thank you again. For everybody watching, I want to say thank y'all for listening. Like you said, Commissioner Mays, he's coming up.
For re-election.
So
In November.
Mm-hmm. So look, go ahead to the ballots. Go get registered if you ain't registered. It don't matter if you're Republican, Democrat, Independent. Mm-hmm. We got to keep these certain people in the office that are going to be really focused on the community and actually building the community for the better, not for just profit. So we're trying to keep these people in so they can keep shedding light on the things that need to be shed light on. So I want to say thank you again, Mr. Williams. Thank y'all for watching. Like I said, all before I leave, dream big dreams because small dreams have a little magic. And how big would you dream if you know you couldn't fail? And last but not least, you do your best and let God take care of the rest. All so right. Peace, love, happiness, y'all. We is out.
Awesome.
Better throw some respect on my name. Gotta remind these folks on the daily. Cause I ain't really been myself as lately. My mind's evolving and my heart is changing. Starting to see the world how it should be. It's positively sweet like a half full glass of tea. And I don't know every day my grandmama pray for me. Hey. And I know exactly what she proudly say about me. Give that girl some love.